Carolina. That's where our headquarters is. And we're going to have as our guest speaker a fellow by the name of Josh McDowell. Anybody ever heard of Josh McDowell? What book has he written? More Than a Carpenter. Also, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, which is a tremendous defense of the scriptures. And also, he wrote another book called More Evidence That Demands a Verdict. And so he's going to be with us for a dinner on it's going to be 3 days. He'll be with us on the second day for dinner, and we're using that as a fundraiser dinner for people to, you know, commit to support. And then the last day will be Friday, and I'll give you the dates if you need later. And he'll be with us the whole day, ministering and answering questions and sort of training. So if you want to be with us, we'd love to have you. The registration is open. Just go online to schoolministries.org, and you'll get all the information there. I don't think you'll be disappointed. My wife and I and whole family are going to be down there, and it should be quite a tremendous celebration of God's goodness to us. All right, so let me continue in now and get off of Bible literacy, which is, I'm not trying to get off it because it's not interesting. It's very, very powerful, but also even more powerful, I would suggest, is release time, because we're actually preaching the gospel. Let me move on. Next chart, please. Whoever's okay, that's keep going. All right. Is it possible to teach the Bible devotionally to public school students during the school day? And of course, the answer is yes, but it must be off the campus. Next, please. All right. Using release time Bible education, teaching during the school day, academic and devotional, off campus. In other words, we can teach it academically, and of course, we're also focusing on devotional, because that's where the lives are changed, okay? We're teaching what salvation's about and how to live the Christian life and so on. And so we have these two different ministries going on. One is paid for by the schools, and one is paid for through a 501c3 not-for-profit organization called schoolministries.org. Okay, there's the website right there. All right? Okay, next, please. All right, and this is sort of our lay down here as far as the organization, and I've got to change this chart because I'm not the chairman anymore. I'm on the board, but a good friend of yours, Mr. Sullivan, Rob Sullivan is the chairman now, and I'm really happy to report that he was voted unanimously. So I had nominated him to replace me, and it was unanimous. By the way, also I wanted to mention that we have three folks on the board now from the assemblies, so we're thankful for that. So also on ABR, the Associates for Biblical Research, which Rob is also involved in, we have Bob, what's his last name, from the Monterey Chapel, Bob Spender. Bob Spender is also on the board there, so we have three members of the board on that, on ABR, so I'm thankful for that. So. But that's what our newsletters sort of look like. That's just one edition, and you can receive them as well. We send them out, periodically, not as often as we should, I think, but we do send them out once in a while. Next, please. Okay. unattended children will be given an espresso, and a free puppy. Yes, sir. So I happened to see that. I thought that was funny. All right, next, please. School Ministries partners with communities across America in bringing hope and transformed lives to youth through release time Bible education. As I mentioned in earlier visits, release time has been around for over 100 years. It started in Gary, Indiana, by a school principal. And, he saw his students growing up and so on, and recognizing the thing that's lacking in their lives is Bible understanding, Bible exposure. So he just went ahead and started it without a lot of fanfare, and it grew from there. It was Gary, Indiana, is where it started. And now it's, of course, across America. So I'm thankful for his vision and for his tenacity in getting it started. Next, please. All right, so the board of directors, the chairman now is Rob Sullivan, and we have others that have been on the board. David Beasley now is a board member emeritus. He was a former governor of South Carolina, and also very, very active in other international ministries, on a couple of different continents. And also, Robbie Dobson is an attorney. He has served on the board over the years, but he has now been replaced by another gentleman who is also an attorney, and he was this new attorney that we have on the board was involved in the Hobby Lobby case before the Supreme Court. And you know the success of that. So we thank God for people that are trained in this particular area. Chuck Stetson was the first board chairman, and he was the board chairman for close to 10 years. And then he resigned because of the situation where he was doing Bible literacy and release time, and he felt that he couldn't do both and still be under, you know, looked at as not trying to influence one over the other. So, and then Hal Stevenson has an advertising business, an outdoor advertising business. He's big electronic billboards. That's what he does for a living. So we've had these various people. We have other new members on the board now from various locations. Right now our board is 9 people, and that's about a good number. If you have too many, then people don't have a stake in what's going on. You don't want a board of 50 or 30 or 20. You want a board of about 7 to 9 is a good number because you want people to really have a certain, what's the right word, commitment to ministry. So in that we have. We have a lady, two ladies on our board now. One is by the name of Cheryl Self, and she's a fundraiser. That's her specialty, and so that's helpful to have on the board. And we also have another lady who is from South Carolina, and she has taught many release time programs. And so the value of having her is she can teach from experience. This is what it was like when we taught in dot-dot-dot school. You know, she's been in the trenches. It's one thing to talk in theory, but it's another thing to talk in practice. So she's able to sort of calibrate what we're saying. No, that's not what happens, you know. And she can always, so she's very, very helpful. So anyway, we have 9 on the board right now, okay. And I'm still on the board, but I stepped down as chairman. Okay, next. Okay, any questions? Good, okay. I don't know what happened here. Okay, keep going, next. Oh, are you impressed now? Moving, look at that. We paid a lot of money for that. Okay, it started in South Carolina. Next. Oh, it's going too slow. The rise, fall, and resurrection of release time. Here we go. Next. Keep going, yeah. Oakland. We got going in Oakland, and Oakland, of course, is like Newark West. You know, Oakland is a mess. I don't know how to, I wouldn't say that publicly, but I guess I can say it sort of privately here. Oakland is probably one of the most crime-ridden cities in America besides Washington, D.C. and Newark, New Jersey. It's very multi-ethnic and a lot of poverty. So we thought, you know, if we can demonstrate that release time works in Oakland, you can probably have it work anywhere. So we did that in one particular grade, and the class, some of them decided to go with release time, and some of them said, no, I don't need it, and they had a study hall. And at the end of the year, full year, we evaluated them as far as grades and as far as violence in the school and a lot of other measures. And to everybody's amazement, the kids that missed that hour of school a week actually did better than the kids that were in class and study hall. There were also less teen pregnancy, there was less violence. A lot of positive things came out of that. In fact, we have a report that you can go online and get on the Oakland study. So, also, we've been spending a lot of time building tools, you know, what kind of curriculum we use and various visuals that you can use to communicate what's going on. And working together, our growth rate has been rather high, 10-15% a year, which is better than your CDs right now. Then we got the Release Time Credit Act back in 2006 in South Carolina. And now it's been expanded to North Carolina, Tennessee. There's one more state. I don't want to tell you wrong, but 3 states right now. Okay. And then, of course, we've tried to cooperate with Bible literacy as best we can to try to, you know, pump kids coming out of that into release time. And then potential increase at the high school level, which we are now doing. Okay. So these charts go back a few years. Okay, next, please. Expansion to other states, okay, and that's what we're working on right now. Okay, next, please. Here we go. So we're doing a lot of research. We're also using the internet to train in online sessions, and also at our conferences we have multiple sessions going on at the same time. And of course we're doing a lot of promoting in schools like I am today, just trying to let people know what's going on, and also to raise people's awareness, and not only their awareness but their commitment to the ministry. You know, there's an old saying I used to use in the office: after all is said and done, usually more is said than done. You know, people listen to it and they get all excited about it and walk out the door and nothing changes. So what I'm trying to do is to get people sufficiently excited about the opportunity that they'll actually commit either their time or their resources or their hands or their skill set or whatever to help get the job done. And of course then also defending what we're doing, letting people know it's legal and it's effective and it's well worth what we're doing, well worth the effort. So that's it. Next, please. Okay. Here's one of the booklets that we have online, Bringing Hope to Youth Through Release Time Bible Education. And this particular one is basically a primer on what release time is about. And it's very informative, I think. It'll tell you a lot more than I'm telling you this morning. Okay, next, please. Okay. Back it up just a second. Okay, with that sidebar. This is a summary of the results of the National Council of Crime and Delinquency report on release time. The study, which took place in Oakland, California, found that after a year, participants performed better academically than their peers. Of course, the big excuse is, well, you're going to lose an hour of school, so therefore you're going to suffer. Well, it's reverse, okay? You actually improve when you have this particular training. Next, please. Sorry. All right, so there's a handbook. I helped to co-author that, which is basically, you want to start a program. How do I go about doing it, okay? Because a lot of people, they have a big heart, but they don't quite know how to start or how to go about it legally, okay? So this book talks about two different tracks you can take. One track is what we call church-centric. In other words, say this church here was sufficiently large to be able to have it here and be taught here, and you know, basically all the things that need to be done, the fundraising, the perhaps the bus driving if that's necessary, or the van, whatever you have, and handling the insurance, things like that. You know, that would be what we call a church-centric program. The other one is sort of an inter-church ministry where you have three or four other assemblies maybe get together and working together as a team to have the program and maybe sponsored in one particular location, but other assemblies would come together and help to fund it and teach and so on, okay? Advertise it, okay? Now, we have another thing called the First Steps Kit. And this First Steps Kit is something you can buy online. I don't know what the price is right now. It might be like $30 or $40. It's sort of a starter kit. This tells you how to do it. Here's some of the resources. Here's some videos. All kinds of things that you can study and show and look at to help you get off the ground, okay? The handbook captures in three different ways: fictional narration, description, and checklists. But we also have three different videos that are available right now. They're very short. They're not more than 10 minutes. That sort of give you a sense for what it's like, and actually some videos of an in-class situation. You know, I went out to Upper Sandusky, Ohio. I went out there to visit the programs a while back. And, you know, I had not been actually in a real classroom setting. So this director out there said, Jim, why don't you come on over? I'm going to be teaching over at such and such a school and just sort of sit in the back. I said, okay, I'll do that. And I'll tell you, I was sitting in the back almost crying over how wonderful these kids were listening and taking it in and just growing in their Christian faith during the school day in this class. These kids were like in maybe fourth grade, fifth grade, something like that. It was amazing. Well behaved. And of course, the teacher was well prepared and had a gift of teaching. It wasn't just sort of fumbling up there trying to remember what was next. They really knew what they were doing and well prepared. And these kids were just soaking it in. And it was a wonderful, wonderful thing. And after that, I went with a local coffee shop, and we just sat down and praised the Lord for what was going on. So I'll tell you something. If you folks would like to give to this ministry, invest in this ministry, there are tremendous rewards, and we'll enjoy them forever. So just trust me on that point. Okay, next, please. Here's another book that's available online, School Ministry, Bringing Hope to Youth Through Release Time. And Hardwired to Connect is a story that basically talks about the fact that we have been made to have a relationship with God. He made us to communicate with Him. Okay, religion is not just something that somebody threw at us because it's something else to do. But the scripture says, Thou hast made us for Thyself, O God, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in Thee. Okay? And so we believe that every person in this world made by God, has been made by God, for communication and fellowship with Him. But there's a big problem, and that is there's a barrier called sin. You know, we're separated from God. And so the way we break that barrier is by trusting Christ as Savior, and He makes us a new person. You know, for me, you know, I was very young when I realized my need of Christ. Other people don't even know what their situation is. They've never been told about sin. They know about crime, and they know about this and that, but they don't really know how they fit into this whole thing. So this book talks about the fact that we are designed to have a fellowship with the Almighty God. He made us, and He wants us to come back to Him, and He'll be willing to break that barrier down through His finished work on the cross. So that's what that book's about, and very, very effective, well written. I didn't write it. That's why it's well written. Okay. Next, please. Here we go. All right. Was a project funded by school ministries that highlighted research done by the YMCA and Dartmouth Medical School that found that children are hardwired to pursue religious questions and that when they fail to have this opportunity, a number of antisocial behaviors become present. Okay. So this talks about that whole scheme of things. Okay. So you might want to get a hold of that. I'm not sure what the prices are. They're quite nominal. But anyway. By the way, the YMCA, have you noticed lately? They're not called the YMCA anymore. What are they called? The Y. Go to the Y. They sort of lost the Christian part. It's really, you know. So anyway. Okay, next, please. There you go. Magic. All right. Bringing hope to youth through various other means. Here we have, let me see what I've got here. I can't read it very well. It's too much, too small. Go to the next page. I can't really, you can't read it either for obvious reasons. Next, please. Yeah, but still that's not quite good enough. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't look at this one earlier. Okay, but what we show here is just a bunch of the kids that are going to be, you know, in the class and preparing to either go into class or out of class, whatever, but they're just having some fellowship there in the classroom, I think it is. Some of the leadership, I think that's Ken Bravick right there with a white shirt on. Okay, he's our director. He's our executive director. Next, please. Annual conference meetings, school board presentations, school ministries, member zone. If you're a member, by the way, I want to make sure you understand, there are two parts to our website. How many have gone into the website? Okay. Well, when you go into www.bringinghopetoyouth.org, which is one, you know, and the other one is www.schoolministries.org, they take you to the same place. You say, well, why have two? If I'm going to talk to some businessman who's maybe a car dealer or somebody that owns a drugstore or something, and I'd like him to participate, or him or her, to participate in supporting us, and they're just, they want to do it because they just want to do something good for the community, you know. So the website that says Bringing Hope to Youth, you see, is a little bit more receptive to a person that's in the business field that, you know, isn't real religious. But it takes them to the same website, okay. So we use both of those to get us there. But once you get into the website, there are two pieces to it. One piece you can see and one piece you can't see unless you're a member. Okay, and the reason for it is we don't want the ACLU and people from the American Way and all these other atheist organizations or anti-Christian organizations going in there, rummaging around our website, looking at all the people that are teaching, what states are in, and who the people are, so that they can sort of gin up a lawsuit. We don't want that. So what happens when you become an affiliate, okay, you then get a password. So when you go into our website, it'll take you to a password. And if you don't know that password, you can't get in, okay? You can get into some of it, but you can't get into all the details about who's doing what to who, okay, and all the different things. So we purposely did that because we don't want any more trouble than necessary, okay? To be an affiliate, I don't know what the annual rate is now, it's like $300, something like that. But for that, we give you legal help. We also provide a much better cost of group insurance for your, buses and liability in case, people take you to court for some kind of sexual thing, that happened on the bus or outside, whatever. These days, litigation is a big deal. You got to worry about that. And so we're providing that group insurance, not free, but at a much reduced cost than you'd otherwise pay. So the website's two pieces, so you need to remember that. Next, please. Okay, here's some other things that we publish to help you understand, what we're doing. Just for what it's worth. Next, please. So counseling, legislation, legal things. In fact, that future can come off now because we have a lot of material on the legal pieces of it as well. Next, please. Okay. And, here's a letter from one of the kids. I don't know if you can read it from where you are, but in fact, I can hardly read it. But my mom has noticed how I behave, how I act, and basically what she's saying is that because she's gone to release time, her parents even recognize that she behaves differently than she did before. I'm going to have to get a clearer copy of that. It's a little fuzzy here, but anyway. Huh? All right, read it. Go ahead, brother. Whatever. At God, maybe. There you go. And sixth grade is crucial, folks. That's when these kids start being self-discovering. They're up to a point, they're sort of not self-aware, but when they become that age, that's when things really start either falling apart or coming together. So that's the target age that we go after if we have a choice, okay, because they're still sort of figuring out who they are. So and that kind of thing makes it worthwhile, doesn't it? Okay. So here we see just sort of a little cartoon of a little boy praying. And what's worth more than reaching these precious kids with the gospel? One saved person is worth the entire universe. One. So I'm thankful for Release Time Bible Education. Who knows how long it's going to remain? I was talking to somebody during the break about, the Democrats and their eyes on the White House. I'm convinced if they get in there in this next election, not to talk politics, but I'll tell you, I'm convinced that they're going to do everything they can to tighten the screws on all kinds of practices within the military services, chaplains, within the hospitals, the various people that go from room to room praying and so on. We're going to be a very, very secular society. And so let's just pray that God will continue to keep the doors open. And while they're open, let's go through them. Okay, next please. Okay, focus on the level above you. Focus on your neighbors. Train and orient new staff. Pray. This is directed, of course, at some of the leadership within school ministries, the various directors and so on. focus on the level above you so you can help keep them communicated and teach, share with them the lessons that you've learned and share with them both your failures and your successes so that we can learn from one another and support one another. And of course, pray. We are in this boat together. So it's been a privilege to be affiliated with this particular ministry. And I would just like to ask as we close this out, you can turn the projector off if you would. Just have a brief season of prayer. If we could have several of the other brothers just lead us in closing in prayer and pray specifically for this ministry that God would bring forth the fruit. We are tools in his hands, and he can bring it about. I mean, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, or wealth in every mine, as we sing, and I believe it. And our schools can respond to these messages. We've seen it already. So let's pray for 3 minutes, and then I'll close as we get prepared to go downstairs, okay?